Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, I know what day it is.
Really?
Does anybody else? Hey, Greg, do you know what day it is?
I do believe it is a happy hump day, Trump day.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. We've made it to the hump. And it was a challenge, but here we are. We're at the top of the heap. It's downhill from now. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, available on podcast all over the world. You never have to miss a minute of the show. Look for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Pod people! And most people are pod people.
Yeah.
I think over 50% have at least sampled the pods available.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that statistic on a podcast.
Well, they might have been a little biased then. So.
No, it was a... it's actually dated a little bit.
Oh, really?
It was a Conan O'Brien thing, and it might be like a couple of years old, that stat. No, I was surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's catching on as the... as the folks would say, it's catching on.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the government shutdown? I don't know. I thought like it was over, and then I hear it. Well, there's all these arguments, and here I've got bill to end government shutdown survives key hurdle before House-wide vote. Wait a second. The House initially are the ones that passed it, and the shutdown was all while we're waiting for the Senate. And then the Senate finally agreed, and now the House is what? They're taking their time?
Well, but, well, some they keep throwing in the whole stuff with the whole insurance thing.
Stop
trying to
it.
Mess with that. It's like, no, you missed the whole point. You get the CR through the way it is, nice and clean, and then we'll talk about that. Stop it, Democrats. Stop it.
I'm so old, I remember when CR stood for Consumer Reports.
Wow. And it was a magazine on paper.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Can you believe it?
Ugh.
By the way... good morning. There's lots of local flavor. There's some local flavor in the show. Plenty of it, as there usually is. Some, you know, more on some days than others, which, you know, isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because no news is good news, as they say. But hey, in Trenton, they're like, we don't need no stinking cops around here. Everybody's got a gun.
Well, there is that.
Everybody in Trenton's got a gun. We don't need no cops.
Yeah.
We need roads. So let's fire all the cops and build roads.
Excuse me?
That's what they're doing. You didn't hear about this?
Well, I saw a headline somewhere.
Trenton, Florida. That's Gilchrist County. That's out in God's territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if Rosebud will give us some insight into the history of the Trenton Police Department. Because it's...
he probably knows.
Well, it's a small town.
Yeah.
I mean, does some of these small towns... is it efficient? Does it make sense to have your own...
right.
Department when maybe you can just expand on in this case, Gilchrist County, what Sheriff Bobby Schultz and what they do.
Sure.
And put the money into that. But city commissioners voted to disband their entire public safety department, cutting all police officers to free up money for repaving streets across the city. Well, I can see what's going to happen. They're going to have newly paved roads.
Yeah.
And now, without the potholes and all that,
I know
people are
going to
speed.
Well, I was going to say, criminals will be able to escape faster.
Yeah, where are the cops going to be? The decision means Trenton will no longer have its own police force. They're turning to Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office to handle calls, while fire services will remain under city control. The article just said they disbanded all their public safety. Fire is part of public safety.
I guess in their phrasing. But that's not an unusual thing. I mean, doesn't Newberry do that? They've got their own fire, but they use county cops.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
By the way, I got this from WCJB. The move comes as city leaders look for ways to pay for multi-million-dollar repaving projects, ones they have put off for years to fund it. Commissioners approved cutting 4 full-time and 4 part-time officers, leaving only the police chief and an administrative assistant. What are they going to do with the chief? What's the chief going to do?
Yeah, that's an interesting scenario.
Could be like a boss hog, just kind of drive around.
Yeah, in a Cadillac tell people Seville what to with do. Lights on it.
Yeah, with a big cigar?
Yeah.
Okay. City manager says Sheriff Bobby Schultz's office will now cover calls within Trenton city limits. Now, I believe this was yesterday. The sheriff didn't give us a heads up or a hint on this. It must have been after.
Yeah, and he was focused on Veterans Day yesterday, too. Just
well,
to be fair,
I'm not that quick to let him off the hook quite yet. Unless, of course, I'm traveling through Gilchrist County. And then
you really want, you don't care what Bobby talks about. Just so he doesn't get
to. He said he'd loan me a cop car anytime. We could do donuts in the Winn-Dixie parking lot.
The way I recall is you asked if he would. I don't believe he confirmed that.
Well, it was something like that. Going on.
You knew you heard that conversation. Yeah.
All right, so speaking of reopening the government and it still being, what, you still have to do some paperwork, some votes, whatever. I mean, that's really, sorry, that's my Gen X whatever attitude, even though I'm not Gen X. Broadcast MSNBC's All In. House Minority Leader, Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Is it just me? Are you just kind of really, like, sick of hearing from him, really sick of looking at him? I find him to be quite an irritant.
Well, when you said hearing from him, I'm like, my brain went, I don't even like seeing the guy's picture when I'm scrolling Facebook. I'm like, oh,
no.
Dude, just go away. Stop. Well, because he's always lying. If he's talking, he's lying. It's that old proverbial thing. How can you tell when he's lying? His lips are moving.
When he's breathing.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of disappointment, he says, as it relates to what those 7 or 8 Senate Democrats decided to do. I'm thankful for what we've seen from Leader Schumer and the overwhelming majority of Senate Democrats who for 7-plus weeks held the line and continued to stand against Republican spending bill and said over the last several weeks, we have elevated successfully the issue of ACA subsidies. Well, there's some truth into that. They have elevated it as an issue.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then it could be something that could be debated. To me, all it does is remind everybody of what a lie Obamacare was from the very get-go.
Yeah.
The exact lie that we told you then.
Mm-hmm.
We told you.
Yes.
This is not self-sustaining. It was never meant to be self-sustaining. They'll just have to artificially continue to pump money into it via subsidies.
Yep.
The insurance companies made a bundle off of it. But healthcare for most people has suffered and costs have risen. So all the things that it said it would do, it would bend the cost curve. It would lower the average family's cost by $2,500 per family of 4.
But what did it really do?
It raised it about that amount. So we had a $5,000 swing.
But you got to keep your never mind.
No.
That didn't work out either, did
you
it?
Can think about it. I mean,
it did basically none of the things they said it was going to do.
I mean, to me, what Obama said, you can keep your doctor and your plan if you like them, is just as bad as Nixon saying, I'm not a crook.
Yeah.
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 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and a very cold one as well. Details on all that coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sort of open, going to be open, I guess. Huh. The government.
Oh, yeah. Well, they keep saying they are. I mean, this is Wednesday, and every day we hear, hey, the government's going to be open.
I mean, but, when we say we're on the air and we're live and local, we are on the air, live and local.
And it's real.
And it is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. By the way, it's 6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy hump day, Trump day, another cold one. But temperatures will begin to elevate over the next few days. And by Friday, we'll forget all of this cold stuff even happened. That's right. Yeah. Just when you get your winter stuff organized.
Yeah.
Put some of the flannel shirts in the out in the closet and take them out of storage.
We'll be in that mode where we're going to be at like mid 40s to 50s overnight.
Yeah.
But still warm it up to like, 70-ish,
75.
Yeah. So you still may need the furnace in the morning and the air conditioning in the afternoon.
Yeah, but I mean, winter is not here yet. This was just just a little early
tease
reminder.
Okay, well, that's another word.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is the story that just keeps on giving. School Board of Alachua County Vice Chair Tina Certain, who has been asked to attend a November 13th State Board of Education meeting to, quote, explain why it is that she believes she is fit to serve the residents of Alachua County, unquote. Well, she has issued a letter through her attorney, the Commissioner of Education, spoke in person October 7th at the SBAC meeting, and referred to Certain's Facebook comment, calling Charlie Kirk an uneducated white boy. Quote, think, how do your words impact students? How do they impact the employees and the staff and the teachers in the Alachua County School District? You have repeatedly brought negative attention to this school district because of your selfish acts. The post came after I sent a letter to all superintendents and teachers in our state emphasizing the importance of their role over students, young, impressionable minds who are seeing adults not lead by example, by celebrating violence in a school shooting, by glorifying a school shooter. That's a terrible example for our youth, which,
yeah,
I have to agree with. But then the letter came from attorney Gary Ettinger, And it begins by noting, quote, the Board of Education does not have the authority to compel Ms. Certain's attendance at the November 13th meeting. Ms. Certain will appear at the hearing voluntarily to answer those questions which she deems prudent to address.
What arrogance.
It does sound a little like that, but wait, it gets better.
Oh, great.
Ettinger writes that Certain's Facebook post, quote, is not a proper subject of inquiry by the Department of Education, but admits that Certain made the post on her own time, utilizing her personal computer. There can be no question that Ms. Certain's Facebook comments are fully protected by the First Amendment. While Ms. Certain's comments may have struck a political nerve and offended the blogosphere, that's the nature of political speech. No credit or attention should be paid to those seeking to silence Ms. Certain's speech or those of countless other speakers who opposed Mr. Kirk's policies in life. The law does not tolerate a heckler's veto. Well, yeah, there's a problem here with a couple of things.
Yeah.
Your speech can be protected by the First Amendment, but the fallout from that speech is not protected. The backlash from it.
Yeah. And when you're being, and you can say, okay, it was political, you're also being racist. And I thought that that was not allowed in speech, according to those on the left. That would be hate speech.
Now, wait a second.
Yes.
You said it was racist.
I did.
That does make it political because, yeah, if you're a Republican.
Oh, I see what you're okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Yeah. You're not allowed to be racist if you're a Republican.
Well, no, you automatically are.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah,
but the left can say whatever they want and never get called out for it.
There you go. There you go.
Now I get it.
Now you're catching on.
I'm a little slow, but, you know, it's early. It's the first hour of the show.
Here's the problem with the defense of Ms. Certain, which you're an attorney. Yeah. You're hired to do exactly that. So, you know, all due respect, okay? I don't have a problem with that. But here's where it really all comes down to. Now, the letter did talk about free speech issues, but it didn't address something that's, you know, in your contractual agreement, you know, bylaws or whatever you'd like to call them that, you know, aren't suggestions. These are rules that you have to abide by, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're called Standards of Ethical Conduct. Standards of Ethical Conduct. Yeah, and school board members definitely have to adhere to that. And it lists the following principles. Quote, board members recognize their individual duty to promote the best interests of the district. The best.
Mm-hmm.
Board members value the worth and dignity of every person, dumb white boy or not.
Wow.
Board members strive to achieve and sustain the highest degree of ethical conduct because they are aware of the importance of maintaining the respect and confidence of their colleagues, students, parents, and other members of the community, and also agree to not engage in harassment or discriminatory conduct.
Uneducated white boy sounds a little discriminatory and a little racist kind of comment to say.
Huh. But the attorney never addressed that issue.
That's why you said due respect. You get all that you were due, and that wasn't very much.
There you go. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Hi, laddie. Some Irish rock and roll.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know Thin Lizzy's from Ireland? I think they also lived in Australia or something, but they're Irish.
They talk funny either way, right?
Yeah. Define funny.
Different. I like them. Great song, too.
6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly start to the morning. Yep, but things will start to warm up as we head through the week. It is, by the way, a happy Hump Day Trump Day. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John Fetterman, this guy, This guy is the first guy in history to recover from a stroke smarter and better than he was previous to.
Amazing.
No joke.
No.
As old Joe Biden would say, no joke.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he was on with NPR, All Things Considered, John Fetterman. The more he talks common sense, the more the Democrats are going to try to push him out.
They're starting to hate him. So going to try to replace him.
Basically, one of the points he was trying to make was you can't blame the Republicans that the subsidies for Obamacare are going away. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's the Democrats who put a sunset date in there.
It wasn't supposed to be forever.
Correct. Yeah. He said, that's the Democrat Party. They designed those tax credits to expire at the end of this year. The Democrat Party. Okay? Now, he also said the Republicans said, you know, we can have a conversation to extend that. And that, you know, that's a good thing. And he added that he thinks there'll be a vote on the ACA subsidies in the Senate, but he's not sure what President Trump ultimately will do. But at least he set the record straight because they're trying to make a health care crisis. They're trying to blame it on the Republicans. The Obamacare has always been at the heart of this whole thing.
Yep.
And we always knew it was a house of cards that was unsustainable. And it's proved to be exactly that. Mm-hmm. And I explained to you why that was. The reason for that was they designed it that way. They knew that it would crumble under its own weight. And why did they design it that way? Well, first of all, there was no really effective way other to do something so quickly and to paint with a broad stroke and just subsidize the whole thing. I mean, that's the Democrats' answer. You just spend more money. You just subsidize.
Right.
And everybody's happy, right? Until the bill comes. So all the promises that they made were all lies. This was all built on a house of cards. And the reason was Obama himself, when he was running for Senate, and it's on tape somewhere, said that we need a step to get to universal health care, to single-payer system, to government-provided health care. We need a step in between. That step in between was Obamacare. Now, he didn't say that then. He was just a senator. But that's exactly what occurred. Here's the step. And from here, when everybody starts to complain about the rate still rising, the amount of government debt, the amount of subsidies it takes to keep this whole thing afloat, people be outraged. And then we, the Democrats, will come riding in like the shining white knights, and we will rescue America once again, this time by touting universal health care as the only plausible answer. And look at other nations that have done it, like Canada and Germany. It's exactly what their game plan was. Mm-hmm. And this goes back decades. Now, it takes time to implement these big changes. It's another big move towards socialism. So Americans can only handle so much. But, wow, maybe the time is ripe. I mean, you've got a socialist commie, just won. You know, he's going to be the incoming mayor of New York.
Amazing.
And you've got people like Chuck Schumer being considered far too moderate for the aggressively very left-leaning Democrat Party.
Isn't that crazy?
They want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And AOC would probably beat him. Well, according to polls, would crush him in a primary. Crush him. So here you have this move towards socialism. And for the Democrats, they've timed it perfectly. Here's the only hang-up. We have got a very strong president who speaks very plainly about this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so not enough people have caved in yet, but they haven't really felt the pain, you see? That's how banana republics, you know, work. You know, you give enough people enough stuff, you get elected, then you become a dictator, then it doesn't really matter. Then when your enemies speak up, you know, they disappear you.
Mm.
So this is the big move towards socialism taking over in America. Government-provided health care. The same government where we found billions upon billions of dollars of waste and fraud, money going into these NGOs that were never intended to do. But don't worry, when it comes to the most important and vital health care that Americans need, no, don't worry, the government will get that one right. Right?
I don't know.
Yep. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly start to your morning. Let's pump it up and put on a couple layers and enjoy this happy hump day, Trump day. 97.3, The Sky. Brr. That is your, if we were doing a code word, that would be your code word of the day. Brr.
Yeah. And depending how many R's you put, makes all the difference.
Yeah, that is the thing. We know it's a large B. We know it's followed by more than one R, but just how many would be appropriate for today, Greg?
You're probably on three.
Maybe I'm thinking really five.
Really?
Yeah, brr.
Oh, well.
Brr. Yeah, five. Brr.
You say so.
Can't you sound it out? Do you know nothing about phonics? My gosh.
Yeah, I watched the little things on Saturday morning.
Conjunction, junction. What's your function? See?
Yeah, I remember.
Everything
that.
We learned.
Yeah, Saturday
learned
morning.
From TV, and here we are entertaining on your radio.
Using words.
I am the man inside the box.
Banging on your dashboard won't change the subject or the entertainment level. So. Quit doing damage to your vehicle. Greg doesn't like that. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing damage, Turning Point USA just wants to have an event. But you got to pick and choose your venues. Or do you? I mean, going into the belly of the beast takes courage. Well, isn't that part of what it is all about? It's going to take courage to spread the word, to spread the message, to have a dialogue. You got to go to places where maybe you're not that welcome. Well, the Department of Justice announced it's investigating the University of California, Berkeley, a day after mob violence from Antifa protesters occurred outside a Turning Point USA event. And the Attorney General for Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dhillon, shared a letter that was addressed to UC Berkeley police chief. In the letter, the chief was asked to preserve all records in her possession relevant to the agency's preparation, execution, and response to the Turning Point event held at the campus on Monday. All right. Most folks, I think, understand we're talking about Berkeley here. Okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about, hardcore leftist radicals. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are the most radical. Okay. Well, guess what's coming to Gainesville? Turning Point USA.
Really?
Benny Johnson and Representative Byron Donalds, the congressman running for governor, are going to be on campus, and this is going to be tomorrow, right? It's tomorrow the 13th. Yes.
Wow.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Cool.
On the campus there.
That's
which
awesome.
Is great. And I hope, as most of those go, they have like a Q&A thing, and people with questions, they can ask them, and you can have a dialogue. That's a good thing.
What a concept.
Now, the concern, obviously, is there going to be a mob there, Antifa? Is there going to be violence? Is there going to be issues? Well, I hearken back to when we were, believe it or not, slightly less divided than we are now, which is kind of hard to believe. And Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., and Kimberly Guilfoyle, his then, babe, his chick, they came to speak at the University of Florida. And I was there.
Yep.
And I was shocked. Look, I was shocked by the behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's hard to understand, like, how much of this was actual college students. The way they were behaving, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them were, activists,
Okay.
From outside.
I gotcha.
You know, maybe not all of them, but plenty. And the level of rudeness, I mean, it just was, it was excessive. It was clear to me then. I said, these people aren't interested in free speech. They're not interested in a dialogue.
No.
They're interested in shouting down any voice that isn't an echo of what they're hearing and what they're repeating. Period. Well, so I just have to wonder what kind of behavior is in store on Thursday. Now, here's the difference between here and Berkeley. Politically, it might be somewhat similar, but here's the difference. We're in Florida.
Right.
We have a great governor. Mm-hmm. Pam Bondi heads up the DOJ. Yes. She's from Florida. In fact, graduate of University of Florida. And so we have taken a strong stand. The University of Florida has taken a strong stand. So I am hoping that that results in great security and nothing out of the ordinary occurring. Yes, you can protest. Completely legal.
Sure.
Hold your signs.
Yep.
Shout, if you must, outside the venue. Please don't shout down speakers. Or are you afraid of the message? See, when I hear people shouting down someone, I know what they're doing. They're afraid of the message. Because if they weren't afraid of it, they would be able to defend their positions via dialogue. Remember, they're all smarter than us dumb dirt farmer conservatives, right? Or so we've been told. Huh. But you don't want to have a dialogue. Another day in paradise, my friends, and another hour on the way. And you are listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, Let's go places.